Of the 102 recorded episodes of Hancock's Half Hour, 20 are missing from the archives. But to coincide with the show's 60th anniversary, 5 of these episodes have been remade for Radio 4, starring Kevin McNally as the lad himself. Now here's the last of these missing Hancocks from 1956. It's The New Neighbour.
We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
It's always a very important event in any street when new neighbours move in. The furniture van draws up, the removal men start unloading the furniture onto the pavement and carry it into the empty house. On the face of it, no one is particularly concerned. There is no reception committee, all the front doors are shut. The street is deserted. Can it be that no one is interested? Don't you believe it? Not a move is being missed. Every egg cup is being counted.
Tony, come away from that window.
Shut up. Oh, look at all that stuff going in. Look, look. Television set, big screen. Must be all of 8 inches. Grand piano, refrigerator. They're rich, rich. I'll go round and say hello in a minute. Andre, nip in the kitchen and see what we're short of.
Tony, come away. It's nothing to do with you. What would all the neighbours think if they saw you?
They won't see me. They're too busy pricing the furniture. Look, all the way down the street, not a curtain in place. Old Mother Higgins over there, look at her, standing with her back to the window, trying to kid everybody she's not interested.
Well, perhaps she isn't.
Of course she is. She's got a dirty great mirror on the opposite wall. They're all the same. This is the nosiest street in the district. Mrs. Brown in number 12, laying on the floor with a periscope poking up over the windowsill. And those three old maids next door to her, they're taking it in turns, shift work. One watching, one making tea, and one writing poison pen letters. Dead nosy they are. If I had my way, I... Hello, hello. Flash curtains they're taking in there, aren't they? Never do down this street, they won't.
Honestly, Tony, you're just as bad as the others.
I am not.
It's none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is. I have a perfect right to know just what sort of people are moving in next door to me. We want no undesirables around here. You can always tell what people are like by what they've got. See, look what's going in now. Washing machine, vacuum cleaner... Box full of tin food. Shows what sort of wife he's got. Bone idol. Feet up, box of chocolates, Mrs. Dale's diary and she's away for the day.
No, that's silly.
I know her type. Dyed blonde hair, out every night, home about one, and not with him. He ought to be told about it. Always the last to know the husband. I bet he's a little bloke, works hard, married a fancy bit, 20 years younger than him. Never work out, those managers.
Tony, you haven't even seen them yet.
I don't have to see him, you can tell. Hello. There goes the cocktail cabinet. Her and her fancy friends. I bet he never gets a look in. I bet she don't let him out either. 5 minutes round the park with the dog, that's his lot.
Well, come away from the window. It's all over now. They've taken everything in.
Right, call Bill in.
Well, where is he?
He's out in the garden.
Well, I can't see him.
Yes, you can. You see that big rhododendron bush growing in next door's garden?
Which one?
The one that just nipped back across the lawn and climbed over our fence.
That's Bill?
Yes, I think so. Or is he the rose bush? No, 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 that's Mrs. Brown's old man. Yes, that's Bill. Quick, open the door. Let him in.
Oh, come on. Don't just stand there. Help me get the foliage off.
Well, close the door. Don't let those removal men see you. Now, did you make out the list?
Yeah, got it right here. It's all down. Everything they own. Didn't miss a thing.
Good lad. Andre, make 50 copies of it and flog them down the street. Now, let's have a look through this list. What have they got that we haven't?
Practically everything. They were ahead of us from the moment the first chair went in.
Well, never mind about that. Read that list out.
Well, there were 2 crates of crockery, lino, carpets, a coal scuttle, curtains.
Coal scuttle?
Yeah.
That means they have coal.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness. I was afraid we'd have to chop down another telegraph pole this winter.
What do you mean we might have to chop them down? I did all the chopping.
Well, I helped. Who put the clothes prop in position to keep the wires up? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What else have they got?
Tables, chairs, radiogram, A lawnmower?
Give him a couple of days to settle in. We'll have that. What sort of bloke do you think he is?
Well, I should say lower middle class. Earns about 12-10 a week. Well educated, judging by his bookcase. Reads a lot. Mostly crime stuff. Authentic accounts of famous murderers. I saw the mass murder of Leipzig, the Bluebeard of Bordeaux, the Brides in the Bath, the Basingstoke wife murderer, case histories and methods of 100 homicidal maniacs. Oh, and he's got a large collection of guns, daggers and axes. A lot of gardening equipment, spades, pickaxes, forks. Probably does a lot of digging. A big zinc bath, an incinerator, and a big trunk full of assorted women's clothing.
Well, he seems harmless enough.
Did you say women's clothing?
Yeah.
Well, probably his wife's.
No, he lives alone. They only took one bed in, a single bed.
But there you are, Tony, you were wrong. He's not married.
Not necessarily. What does a single bed prove? They could be two very thin people. Well, there's nothing more we can find out about him until he moves in. In the meantime, we have work to do before he arrives.
What work?
Nip in his back garden and pick his apple trees.
Tony, you can't. That's stealing.
Of course it isn't. They wouldn't be there at all if it wasn't for me slinging me apple cores over there every year. Now, come on, stop moaning. Get back. Back. Behind the curtains, he's coming out again. Switch that light out.
Now, where's he going this time?
I don't know. Strange how he always goes out at night time. You never see him during the day.
Ah. Yeah, what's that he's carrying under his arm?
Looks like a bundle of old clothes. A red blouse, black skirt.
Wait a minute. Red blouse, black skirt. No, they're not down on the list of stuff that went in.
Perhaps they arrived afterwards.
The only thing that's gone in that house since he arrived was the girl he brought home last night.
Oh, yes, the one who was dead drunk.
Yeah, out cold, like a log. He had to carry her in. And the only clothes she had were the ones she was wearing, a red blouse and a black skirt.
What time did she leave?
Well, I don't know, I didn't see her leave.
Well, she didn't leave while I was on duty. Andre, have you seen a girl come out from next door?
Well, no, but I saw him go out at 3 o'clock this morning.
Just him by himself?
Yes, except for a big sack he was carrying over his shoulder.
A big sack? What was in it?
A pile of bones.
Bones? What did he do with them?
Buried them in the back garden.
I knew it. It's just as I suspected.
What?
That dog of his, it's dead lazy. Won't even bury its own bones.
Yeah, but what about the girl?
Keep watching. She'll have to come out sooner or later.
But I don't like it, Tony, spying on that poor little man. You've been watching every move he's made since he arrived.
I merely want to find out what he's been up to. You must admit he's been acting very strange. Not a sound from him during the day, but as soon as it strikes midnight, he's at it. Choppers being sharpened, incinerators burning all night, that wolfhound of his baying at the moon, and him nipping up the garden path with a big cloak on, digging holes all over the garden. It gives you the willies. I wouldn't mind if he was sociable, but he won't talk to you.
Have you tried?
Of course I have. I called him over the garden fence yesterday morning.
What did you say?
Asked him if I could have my ball back.
No, Tony, you haven't been playing bounce it up the wall again, have you?
Andre, you know very well I have to practice. The street championships are being held next week. Up against the side of the butcher's shop. And I have my title to think of. If I win it again this year, they'll let me keep the ball. And there's some hot lads coming up. I'll have me work cut out.
You're the only competitor over the age of 11.
That's not the point. Times have changed. 2 years ago, if I was losing a crafty clout round the ear roll, they were finished. Not now. You try that lark these days, you're liable to get a bicycle chain wrapped round your neck. And now I can't practice because he won't give me me ball back.
Well, why don't you climb over the fence and get it back yourself?
I tried that. I was halfway over when a chopper came flying out the window. Almost split me asunder. Took 4.5 inches off me shoulder pad.
I'm sure he doesn't want anybody to find out what's going on inside that house.
Yeah, there's something sinister about that guy. What's he burning in that incinerator? Where's that girl? Why's he got that zinc bath full of acid? What's going on in there? What sort of monster have we got living next door to us? You got to do something about it, Tom. You got to do something about it.
Don't you worry, I'm going to.
What?
Leave that ball where it is and buy another one.
We've got to do something about this man. Who is he? Where did he come from? We must find out more about him.
Let's go to the police.
We can't do that. What can we prove? Besides, they won't take notice of us. We've had him out here on wild goose chases before. Remember that foggy night last November? You and your dial 999, there's two tall, thin men with big heads lurking on the street corner, signalling to each other.
Well, how was I to know they just fitted a zebra crossing?
No, we've just got to do this by ourselves. Now, where do we start?
We'll find out who he is.
Yeah, but how?
Easy. We'll go and have a word with the estate agent he bought the house from.
Oh, good idea. Let's see now. Who is the estate agent?
Well, he's still got the board in the front garden.
Ah, yes. Sold by... Hello, it's the same firm we got ours from. Albert Slum & Company.
Oh, well. Come on, let's go and see what we can find out.
Now, don't forget, when we speak to this estate agent, be careful what you say. We've got to be dead crafty over this. We've only got suspicions and we might be wrong. We can't go around accusing people without proof, otherwise we'll be in trouble. We've got to worm the information out of him. Don't be too eager. Gradually get round to it. The subtle approach, that's what we want. The subtle approach.
Yes?
Who's that murderer living next door to us?
Well, so much for the subtle approach.
Tony, let me handle this. We'd like to have a word with your manager.
Certainly. Who shall I say wishes to see him?
My card?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll certainly show it to him, Mr. Hancock. But I'm sure he won't be interested. I don't think he's got any old aerial shelters to sell.
Oh, my word. I do beg your pardon. I've give you the wrong card, haven't I? I ain't touched that lark on a 12-month. Not since I found out how much one can cop on the orange drinks down at Richmond Towpath. Anyway, just tell your manager, Anthony Hancock wishes to see him.
Anthony Hancock.
No, Anthony Hancock. H-A-N-T, H-O-N-Y, H-A-N-C-H-O-C-K, H-E-S-Q.
I see. Actually, I don't think he has anybody in with him at the moment, so perhaps you'd like to go straight in.
Thank you, my good man. You've been most helpful. Have a toffee.
There's a handle there. Push it. Hello, boys.
Sent.
Mr. James, what are you doing here? Where's the manager?
I am the manager. I took the business over last week. I've always wanted to get into the estate agent racket. There's a lot of money in it.
And where, pray, is the former owner, Mr. Albert Slum?
Oh, him? Well, he had to retire because of his health.
What was wrong with him?
A bump come up on his head.
Oh?
It was just one of those unfortunate accidents that can happen to anybody. Took him down to the building site to discuss terms with him, and all of a sudden, what do you think?
What?
Half a pound of sand fell in his head.
And how did it manage to do all that damage?
I can't understand it. I wrapped it in a sock. Now then, what can I do for you gents?
Well, as you may know, we live in one of your houses.
What, and you got a complaint?
No, it's all right. You can put the sock back. No, what we want to see you about is...
There's nothing wrong with the place.
No, I know, but...
You're not getting a new roof.
No, well, that's all right.
There's nothing wrong with the roof.
No, I know, but you see...
Those tarpaulins are as good as tiles any day.
Yes, I know they are.
Well, then.
Look, I haven't come to complain about the roof.
And what's wrong with the plumbing?
Nothing. I only came to talk...
That plumbing is as good now as the day it was put in.
It hasn't been put in yet.
It doesn't matter. When it does go in, it'll be good.
Yes, well, I'm glad to hear it, but...
Nobody else has complained about the pump at the end of the street.
Neither am I. All I want...
Water's all right as long as you boil it.
Of course it is.
If you don't like it, I can soon find someone else to live there.
Yes, I expect you can,
but I... can get 20 nicker a week off these American airmen any day.
I know. I've got three living in the loft. But it's not the plumbing I'm worried about.
I don't know what you're talking about, dry rot in the living room floor.
I haven't mentioned it.
I should think not. That was there before you were.
I haven't even noticed it. All I want to ask
you... Those walls are not falling to bits.
I didn't say they were.
That big jagged hole in the dining room was part of the design. It's a serving hatch.
Exactly. From the dining room into the street.
That's right.
Yes, well, what I wanted to see you about was...
Shot me. I didn't even know there were two floorboards missing in the bedroom.
Yes, well, you see...
Don't worry, those ceilings are quite safe as long as you don't walk about too much.
Mr. James, will you please listen to me? I didn't come here to complain about the house. There's nothing wrong with the house. I'm quite happy with the house.
You are?
Yes.
Good. As from next week, your rent's up another 25 bob. Good day.
Now, a fine mess you got us into.
Look, Mr. James.
Are you still here?
Let me explain.
Tub, tub, tub. We can afford your explanations. Here's a ball. Go down the alley and practice. Let me handle this. Now, look, Sid. We'll come straight to the point. We're very interested in the guy who's just moved in next door to us.
Just a minute. Where do you live?
You know where we live.
No, I don't.
But you've just been telling me everything that's wrong with the place.
All my properties are like that. Could be any of them. Where do you live?
23 Railway Cuttings.
Yeah, and we want you to tell us everything you know about the guy who's moved into number 25.
Oh, sorry, Billy. Can't disclose any information about my clients. It's against all of the ethics of the estate agent's charter. It's more than my business is worth. No. Sorry, I'm not allowed to tell you anything about him. Born 1898, poor family, left school at 12,
wait
then he went...
Wait a minute. Let's have all this slowly. Who is he? Where does he come from? What does he do?
Well, to tell you the truth, boys, I don't really know much about his private life. He came to see me a month ago, said he wanted a big house in a quiet part of town where he wouldn't be disturbed and he'd be left alone. No questions asked by the neighbours who mind their own business and not keep watching and spying on him.
Ah, brother, I bet he's pleased with you.
Why? Have you been poking your nose in?
He's up to no good. He's a dangerous man.
Oh, nonsense. He's a little meek, inoffensive bloke.
So was Crippin.
I tell you, he's all right. His money's good, and that's all that I'm concerned with.
Oh, if only you knew. Girls disappear, then he lights up the incinerator, digs holes in the garden and takes bundles of clothes away and disposes of them. You don't know what goes on in that house at night time.
I don't know what goes on in a lot of my houses at night time. That's why the rents are so high.
Look, something ought to be done about it. None of us are safe.
Oh, you're imagining things. I tell you, he's perfectly harmless. Now go home and forget about it.
Very well. But don't say I didn't warn you. We'll all be murdered in our beds.
All right, then.
What?
As of today, I want a rent in advance. Cheerio! Murdered in their beds. Fred!
What is it, Mr. James?
Fred, you handle that deal with that bloke who's moved in next door to Hancock. What do you know about him?
Oh, you mean Mr. Tompkins, the waxwork maker.
The what?
Yes, he makes waxwork models. Very clever man.
Just a minute. Where does he do all this?
At home. He's turned his house into a workshop. I was chatting to him about it. Ever such a nice man. You see, he goes down to the waxworks, picks up the old models they don't want anymore, and then he takes them home and melts them down in his incinerator in the back garden.
Go on.
Well, then he makes new models from the wax, does very well out of it, and he makes a fortune on the second-hand clothes he takes off the old models. He bundles them up, and every night he takes them to the Rag and Bone Man down the road. He does all that Chamber of Horrors stuff. That's his department. He's got a wonderful collection of choppers and knives and things. They go with the models when he's finished them. And you should see his reference books. All the bloodthirsty murders that have ever happened. Lovely, yes.
Yeah, but why all the overacting? Yeah, but why all the mystery? Why does he have to do all his work at night time?
So no one will see him. It saves a lot of bother. He used to work in the day, but he had so much trouble with the neighbours he turned it in. You wouldn't believe this, but they used to think he was a mass murderer. Isn't that silly?
Laughable.
Yes, I saw him this morning. He's got a very busy night tonight. 23 models to be collected and melted down. Reckons he'll be at it all night.
One o'clock. No sign of him yet.
It's half an hour since he drove off. I wonder where he went.
To find some more victims, no doubt. Now, don't forget, as soon as we see something suspicious, we phone the police.
Oh, look. He's coming back. There's his van. Switch the light out. Quick, behind the curtains.
He's opening up the back of the van.
Quick, round to the other window.
Yeah, you get there.
What's he got inside? Can you see?
Wait a minute. I can't quite make...
What? Bodies?
Dead bodies. Dozens of them. The van's packed with dead bodies.
Hello. This bode's dodgy.
Look, he's carrying them up the path, one under each arm, and a couple of legs sticking out of his pockets. What sort of a monster is he?
Here, what's that he's dribbling over the grass?
A head.
A head. A head, the fiend, the inhuman fiend. Dribbling a head across the grass. How can a man... He's pretty good, though, isn't he? He knows what he's doing. You've got to hand it to him. That's a very nifty left foot he's got there. Look at... Oh, well played, sir. What about that body swerve, eh? He was round that rose bush like a... Hello, here it is. Goal! Goal! Straight through the front door. We could do with him in our local team. All he needs is a ball instead of that head. Instead of the... Police! Call the police! Help! He's a maniac! Police! Oh, why don't the police hurry up and arrive? We phoned them 10 minutes ago. Where are they now?
If I don't get a move on, he'll have got rid of the evidence. He's already started at the incinerator.
I'm scared. I'm sure he knows we suspect something. He'll be after us next. We'll be put in the incinerator along with the rest of them.
She's right. He'll have our heads off. He wants to get his goal average up. We've got to do something.
Wait a minute. Listen.
It's the police. They've arrived. We're saved. He won't dare touch us now. Quick, let them in. Ah, safe at last. Our heads won't be at his feet after all.
Good evening.
Cork! What are you doing here?
It's the police I am.
No wonder Fabian of the Yard retired.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm sorry I'm a bit late, but I have my feet in a mustard bath. All this walking gives you shocking blisters, you know.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Now, will you...
I got here as soon as I could, but by the time I dried my feet and put a new pea in my whistle...
Yes, all right, look. Where's the rest of them?
Rest of who?
The policeman from the station.
Oh, it's only me. I'm the only one on duty tonight.
But there must be some more somewhere.
Oh, there are hundreds of them.
Well, where are they?
The Stag's Head. Darts match every Wednesday night. Except for me. They won't let me play. They won't let me have a go at anything.
Yes, well, all right, but can
Tug of war, policeman's ball, coach outings to Brighton. Never been on any of them. I always put my name down, but they always cross it off. They don't like me, you know. They make me stay at home and look after the station.
Yes, well, you see, next door we've got...
Between you and me...
Oh, cool, blimey.
Between you and me, you were dead lucky to find me in, because I just got back from me night beat.
Yes, very interesting. Now, this
and
bloke
before
next...
Before that, it was point duty, and then I had to report all the accidents.
What accidents?
The ones that happened when I was on point duty. It wasn't my fault. I was doing all right, and then my mum walked by and I waved at her. Oh, dear, well, now for a mess up.
Yes, I'm sure it was. Now,
bashed up cars all over the shop. I was knocked down myself, because they're trying to get rid of me, you know. Yeah, they always put me on where there's no speed limit.
Yes, well, listen, we're in dead trouble. Next door, we've got...
Between you and me, I like night beat best of all.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Now, this bloke next
door,
he's a maniac.
I have to go in all those shop doorways to see if they're locked up.
Look, this bloke next door, he's dangerous.
You should see some of the things that go on in them shop doorways.
Look, I'm not interested. There's a homicidal maniac next door and we'll all be killed if you don't go... What sort of things?
No, I couldn't repeat them.
Oh, go on, be a sport.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Get away.
Oh, you've no idea.
Go on, tell us, go on.
Oh, well, I don't know. What about this bloke next door?
Never mind about him. What happens in those doorways?
Well, I shine me torch in, there's couples in there, and...
Especially the shoe shop, where the windows sort of come out and form a sort of... You can't see them from the road.
Oh, yes! You see things in there, well, I have to break them up sometimes and send them home. Well, the blokes anyway. Because I'm a bit of a devil myself.
Aren't we all?
Oh, yes. I try all the doorways, one after another. You know, sometimes, on a good night, I don't get back to the station at all. Now, what was it you wanted me for?
Wait a minute, I've forgotten. Oh, yes, look, we want you to arrest the bloke next door. He's a homicidal maniac. He's got dozens of dead bodies in his house. And he cuts them up and burns them in his incinerator and then goes out and murders some more.
Well, everyone to their own trade.
You don't understand, this guy's a mass murderer.
Ooh, that's against the law, isn't it?
Exactly. And if you hurry up, you'll catch him in the act.
Ooh, how thrilling. I've never caught a murderer before. Come to think of it, I never caught anyone before.
Except the blokes in the shop doors.
Well, yes. Oh, murderer, eh? Oh, if I catch a murderer, they'll be pleased with me, won't they? They might even put me on the tug of war team.
Yes. With a bit of luck, they might use you as the rope.
Well, yes.
No, please hurry, Constable, before it's too late. He's out there now throwing them into the furnace.
Where? Let's have a look.
Look, down there in the garden.
Oh, yes. Has he murdered all of them?
Yeah, and if you don't do something, we'll all be done for. It's your duty to go down there and arrest him.
Oh, no, still messing about.
Are you going to arrest him or not?
I'll tell you what, you do it. Here's me at.
Go down there. Go down there. We demand you arrest this monster.
Oh, I don't like to. I don't even know him.
Go on, get down there, go on.
No, stop it. No, give over. No, stop messing about.
Will you get down there? Go on.
Oh, right, then. You come with me.
All right, we'll come with you. Mm. Come on, through the back door.
There he is, by the incinerator.
Mm, look at him throwing all them bodies in. Oh, he's a bit of a boy, isn't he? Yeah, what's all that stuff running out of the incinerator into that tank, all hot and bubbling?
That's what's left of the bodies.
Ooh, we don't care, do we?
Look, he's a political assassin as well. Look who he's throwing in now. Attlee, Eden, Bevan, Butler. He's got half the government there. He's a raving lunatic. Oh, I don't know, though. Perhaps he knows what he's doing.
Before he goes any further, climb over the fence and arrest him.
Right, come on, all together.
Watch it now, give us a leg up. Come on, Bill, grab me hand.
Careful now, mind how you go. Careful, Andre, hold on to me.
All right, Bill, I've got you.
Yeah, mind out, don't lose your balance. You'll fall in that tank of hot boiling water.
Don't you worry about us, you just get on with your job. Arrest him.
All right. Here, you, I arrest you in the name of the,
law.
That's it. In the name of the law. I have to warn you that anything you say will have to be repeated because I'm a slow writer. Now, come along.
That's it. Take him away. Murderer! Assassin! You thought you'd get away with it, didn't you? But you didn't reckon with Hancock.
Tap, will you stop jumping about? You'll fall.
Oh, Bill, I'm slipping. Bill, give me your hand. Andre, save me.
Tap, let go. We'll all fall in.
Yeah, let go of me arm.
Look out, we're falling.
Watch it. Look out.
And as we pass on through the Chamber of Horrors, we come to the newest addition to our collection. One of the most common scenes in the history of British crime. This set piece depicts a police constable arresting two men and a girl in a shop doorway. Note the vicious, violent expression on the face of the little fat one. We can only guess at what he's saying to his colleagues.
Just wait till I get this wax off me. I'll dash the living daylights out of you. Mass murderer.
Well, how was I to know? We all make mistakes.
It's all your fault, Tony. Now perhaps you'll stop spying on neighbours when they move in.
I wish I'd never listened to you lot. I'm never getting that blooming tug-of-war team now.
Oh, shut up.
No, it's very well for you to say.
I am stuck in wax the whole time.
You have been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, starring Kevin McNally with Kevin Elwin, Simon Greenall, Susie Kane and Robin Sebastian. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levon Parikian. The show, which was recorded, was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson and produced by Ed Morrish and Neil Pearson.